Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're about to find out if the dynasty truly is, if it's over and that boat has left the dock, and it affects the chef more than anybody. So that's what I'm excited about.
I feel like one of the themes I've heard from a lot of the Warrior veteran players is they are really not talking championship.
Wow.
They're not. They're talking about being better from last year. They're talking about making the playoffs. Draymond Green talking about if they win a title in 6 years, it'll be because of what's happening now, and he'll still be a part of it even if he's not on the team. It almost does feel like they're all talking about building something for down the road that they won't be a part of. So I don't know where we stand with the dynasty. You know?
Well, we're closer to it being over than we ever have. How about that?
I think that's safe to say.
All right.
But I think the one thing I want to get into with Warrior fans is what I started the show with, and that is we played two sound bites, one from Steve Kerr in April and one from Draymond Green from yesterday.
All right.
And there were two statements made by each of those guys. And Steve Kerr, in April of last year, said, "Can Jonathan Kuminga play the three?
Okay.
It's a good question. I don't know. He's got to do certain things better." Yesterday, Draymond Green was asked what Kuminga's position is, and he says a three. And then he described all the characteristics you need to play power forward, and Draymond Green says, "Can Kuminga do that? I don't know."
Mm.
Can you turn a receiver into a quarterback in 2 years? So
that's when he start cooking.
It just by what Warrior personnel and Draymond said and Kerr said, it's not hard to decipher that they've got to figure something out with Kuminga.
But
I don't know what the answer is, but clearly they haven't figured it out yet.
So they're going to do it on the fly this season, because I thought that's what this offseason was about. And that's why I was, I guess you could say, basketball disappointed. Kuminga didn't say anything wrong, but he didn't say what I wanted to hear. I wanted Jonathan to do the Draymond. "Hey, I looked myself in the mirror. My game needed improvement here. This is what I know we need." Stoudy, he was saying, "I'm a chameleon. Put me anywhere and I'm good." No, listen. They're telling you.
I mean,
so we're going to do or try to accomplish what you just laid out during the season.
Yeah.
I don't think that bodes well for Kuminga.
I can't disagree with you. I can't disagree with you. This team's got a lot of players. Here's the other thing. I'll bet you.
Give it to me.
I'll bet you I can stump you.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not that way.
Yeah.
What player on the Warriors right now is signed for the longest period of time? They have one guy whose contract runs through 2028. Everybody else, you know, Curry's going to run through 27, Wiggins, 27. But there's a guy on the roster who's got his own option for 2027, 2028.
TJD?
No, Buddy Hield.
Oh, wow.
Buddy Hield.
Well, how is that?
He got a four-year deal. He's making 8, 9, 9, and 10. But this is why, I don't know. You answer me this. If I give you this stat, does it make you excited or less excited?
Right.
I'm looking at the Warriors' payroll. Listen to these numbers. De'Anthony Melton, $12 million. Gary Payton, $9 million. Buddy Hield, $9 million. Kyle Anderson, $9 million. Looney, $8 million. Kuminga, $7.5 million. Moody, $6 million. Pajemski, $3.5 million. Those contracts are so tradable, it's not even funny.
They're super exciting.
I mean, it's just not even funny.
Oh, my gosh.
So the Golden State Warriors have a payroll right now that is absolutely ripe to make a move.
Yeah.
I would be very excited about that, but it does mean they're going to have to go into this season and figure out who the keepers are and who the people who might be traded are.
And that's why I want to break my pen, because it has a tryout feel.
Yes.
And that's what I don't like. And the great rapper Jay-Z and Jermaine Dupri out of Atlanta, Sonny, they had a song back in the day, a hit song. It was called Money Ain't a Thing. And when I hear those numbers, those like numbers to those contracts of those players, I mean, it's possible. I mean, they could really be sticking and moving, but I guess, Donnie, I don't like the pit stop of we're going to make a trade, let's just say at the deadline, and then all hell's going to break loose for the rest of the NBA because that's when we're going to take off. That's what I don't like.
Well, I don't think that's what they're counting on, to be average and then make a move. I think they think this team could be pretty good and that maybe with a move down the road, then they're back in.
But am I wrong? Bless you. I looked at the move as a big boy.
Contention.
They're going to get a big boy during that move. So that's going to cost you and change who you are a little bit around the edges.
But they need a second best player.
Oh, no doubt. That's what I told you.
I think they're poised to try to find
one. That's the only way you can do it. That's their reality.
Yeah. And I think I absolutely, when I look at these contracts and the players they acquired and what they paid these players, it is clear to me that they used this summer to try to make a big move. They couldn't make a big move. But everything they did this offseason preserved their ability to make a big move.
That's where
Dunleavy is, you know, we're as ambitious as anybody to make a move, but we can't be undisciplined.
Have a problem? You know I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
I gave you my ideal lineup, you know, earlier for the Warriors. But would you have a problem if I told you all that I'm jealous of the Kings starting five because they were able to get their guy or their Paul George or marketing in regard to DeRozan? Stoney, that's the team that sent you home. But if you look at that, now, obviously, would you trade to be a King or a Warrior the last decade? Hell no, it's Warriors. But right now, when I look at that starting five, that's going to be the starting five after the trading deadline, after the All-Star break. Like, it's sexy everywhere. It matches with DeRozan, Fox, Sabonis, Murray. Like, oh my God, Stoney, I don't feel that way about this one because all I keep hearing is openings, and the 11 guys who I all like, but what number of games or weeks or months are we going to get to where it's like, that's it, Goo. That's the formula. Taste the sauce. That's it.
Can I ask a question of Warrior fans? Because I've heard this from you, and I think Evan has chimed in too. about how, you know, how can you be in the West and not know who your starting lineup is? It doesn't bother me one iota. Like, it just doesn't.
But what if we told you it should?
Why?
If you step back and said,
if you look at their talent, there are decisions to be made. Who starts at two?
Well,
Melton,
you know,
or Pajemski?
No, I know what
I mean,
it
who
is.
Who starts?
I'm not mad
I
at
don't
you.
Know.
But
what
I
about
guess,
Wiggins and Kuminga?
Yeah.
They
you're
play the same
position.
You're
not looking at this team through a championship prism
that's right.
right now.
Of course I'm
and
not.
And I think that's what we're, I'm doing or trying to do. And I was like, give me the last team that won a chip, Steiny, that won it all in the association that didn't know who their starting five was to the depths of what we – like, there are three possible spots open, two.
Like, does that bother more of your fans? 888-957-9570. I mean – who do you play, Peyton or Kyle Anderson? Who do you play, Heald or Moody? Who do you play, Moody or Pajemski?
Those are real questions.
Exactly. So we got to figure it out. That's the issue the Warriors have with their third best player through their ninth best
but
player right now.
But can you win and do that?
I think they could be better than last year, yeah. I mean, they used, how about this? Okay,
so 27?
They didn't know who their starting lineup was last year. They used 27 different starting lineups. Maybe this year they're going to use the preseason to figure it out. And here's the other thing that Steve Kerr said, and it's absolutely worth taking note of. It's not who wins. Like, Curry's going to start at one. All right, the starting two's not necessarily going to be the best starting two. It's going to be the player who can play with Curry and then play the two, and then match with the other three guys the way Kerr wants people to match, play.
Well, Steiny, that's your best starting two then.
Who?
The guy that can do that may not be as talented.
No, but my point is if you have Curry and you want to play Wiggins at two and Kuminga at three, it's like, okay, you have no playmakers at two or three. You only have guys who finish. You have two players now in your lineup that don't rebound. And so that's a big onus to put on Draymond or whoever's playing the five. I love it. I actually love it because you're right. I don't think they're a championship team right now.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.